A new era begins for the Iowa football team today when they visit Nebraska, and the first meeting is Big Ten foes. The Hawks are 7-4 and must find a way to slow down a Husker ground game that's led by quarterback Taylor Martinez.
It seems like it's a broken record. It's interesting, you know, in our conference, not that he's just like, but we have some quarterbacks that are really electrifying and dangerous, and, you know, he certainly fits in that category. He can basically hurt you on any play of the game. You know, he's really a dangerous player. You know, excellent.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. The Huskers average 224 yards per game on the ground.
You know, if we could change one thing, I think we all agree we'd like to have played the run better this year. We haven't done a great job of that, so we're going to get really tested this week. This is a group, not only Martinez, it starts with him. You know, that running back is really good, and they've got some younger guys behind him. They'll mix it around. They got a lot of guys that are really good, so it's going to be a challenge, and they're good up front. We're going to have to be at our absolute best just to try to slow them down.
Nebraska gave up 45 points and lost to Michigan last week, but Ferentz says the score doesn't reflect the strength of the Husker defense.
This front four is really athletic. They've got one of their best guys out, but it seems like they got a few others in the barn there. So it's going to be a real challenge. And, you know, I think if you look at last, you've got to look at special teams, turnovers, things that normally aren't going to happen in a game. Well, they had a lot of things happen to them. Yeah, you know, if we sit around waiting for those things, it's going to be a long day. You know, we better be prepared for the team that, you know, played pretty well at home a couple weeks ago.
We'll have that game for you live today here on KJAN. Pre-game getting underway at 9 o'clock this morning. This is a little more than a half an hour away. And kickoff set for 11:05. And you can hear it live here on the radio. Well, the story Texas-Texas A&M football rivalry is on hold following Thursday's win by the Longhorns. Justin Tucker hit a 40-yard field goal in the final play to lift the Longhorns past the Aggies 27-25. That winning kick came less than 2 minutes after Ryan Tannehill hit Jeff Fuller for a 16-yard touchdown that put the Aggies up by one. Now, the annual Longhorns-Aggies tussle has been shelved by Texas A&M's decision to join the SEC next season. A&M had hoped to continue the rivalry, which began in 1894, but the Longhorns have said that their schedule is full through the 2018 season. Well, those are just some of the games going on today. The Iowa-Nebraska game just won. Other top 25 teams that will be in action today include number one LSU, as they have a big SEC showdown today. That's a 1:30 kickoff this afternoon as number three Arkansas visits top-rated LSU. Also today, number eight Houston tries to keep their undefeated season moving forward as they'll play on the road against Tulsa later on this afternoon. Those games going on today in top 25 men's college football action. Yesterday in NFL play, the Green Bay Packers took another step toward a perfect regular season on Thanksgiving Day, while the Dallas Cowboys stayed atop the NFC East standings, and John Harbaugh's Baltimore Ravens got the better of Jim Harbaugh's San Francisco 49ers. The defending Super Bowl champs are 11-0 for the first time in team history after Aaron Rodgers threw for 307 yards and two touchdowns in a 27-15 win over the Lions in Detroit. Rodgers threw a 3-yard scoring strike to Greg Jennings and a 65-yard TD pass to James Jones while the Packers were building a 24-0 lead. The Packer defense picked off Lions quarterback Matt Stafford three times and turned the miscues into 17 points. Detroit's eighth straight Thanksgiving Day loss drops them to 7-4 on the season. Lions All-Pro defensive lineman Ndamukong Suh was ejected early in the third quarter after he stomped on an opposing offensive lineman. Suh met with Commissioner Roger Goodell earlier this month to discuss his play, which has drawn his share of penalties and fines. Packers defensive back Pat Lee was ejected late in the second quarter after he was involved in a scuffle while he was covering a punt. The Cowboys have a half-game lead over the second-place New York Giants after Dan Bailey hit a 28-yard field goal as time expired to push Dallas past Miami 20-19. Tony Romo moved the Cowboys 44 yards in the final 3 minutes before Bailey extended his string of made field goals to 26. Romo threw for 226 yards, including a pair of touchdown passes to Laurent Robinson. DeMarco Murray ran for 87 yards to help the Cowboys improve to 7-4. The Dolphins entered a three-game winning streak and dropped to 3-8 despite Brandon Marshall, who grabbed a 35-yard touchdown pass from Matt Moore and finished with 103 receiving yards. And John Harbaugh came out on top of the first ever NFL game pitting brothers as opposing head coaches. The Ravens matched a team record with 9 sacks in a 16-6 win over the 49ers. Baltimore did it without linebacker and leading tackler Ray Lewis, who was inactive for the second straight game with a foot injury. Terrell Suggs had 3 sacks for the Ravens, who didn't take the lead for good until Joe Flacco hit tight end Dennis Pitta for an 8-yard touchdown with 14:56 remaining. Billy Cundiff wrapped up the scoring with his 3rd field goal of the day, a 39-yarder with 4:16 left to play. Niners quarterback Alex Smith was hounded all night as he was 15 of 24 for 140 yards and an interception. Smith completed a 75-yard TD pass to Ted Ginn in the first quarter, but that play was called back on a penalty. The outcome puts the 8-3 Ravens atop the AFC North, a half game ahead of Pittsburgh. The Niners ended an 8-game winning streak as they fall to 9-2, preventing them from wrapping up the NFC West title this weekend. In other NFL news, Titans defensive end William Hayes plans to appeal a $15,000 fine levied by the NFL for putting too much weight on the quarterback as he hit Atlanta's Matt Ryan during last week's game. Hayes says he wants to talk to somebody in the NFL office to explain the rule to him because he doesn't understand how to tackle a quarterback and not put some weight into the hit. Hayes was flagged for roughing the passer for hitting Ryan just after he had thrown a pass and picking up a 15-yard penalty in the second quarter of a 23-17 loss to the Falcons. Texans quarterback Matt Schaub was at practice on Thanksgiving wearing a protective boot on his injured right foot. Coach Gary Kubiak says his number one signal caller will travel with the team this weekend, so he'll be available to help replacement Matt Leinart. Schaub was hurt during last week's win over Tampa Bay and landed on season-ending injured reserve Wednesday. Leinart will make his first start for the 7-3 Houston Texans on Sunday, while the Texans take on 3-7 Jacksonville. The Jaguars in Jacksonville. Schaub says he'll have surgery next week, and doctors have assured him that his injury is not career-threatening. Elsewhere around pro football, one of Philadelphia's celebrated free agency acquisitions injured his left knee during practice and was taken off the field on a cart. An Eagles spokesman says the club has no comment as to the extent of the injury suffered by Nnamdi Asamoah, whose status will be updated today. The Seattle Seahawks placed rookie offensive tackle James Carpenter on injured reserve Thursday, a week after he tore an ACL in practice. Carpenter started 9 games this season, 8 of those at right tackle, 1 at left guard. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, defending NCAA men's basketball champions have run their undefeated streak to 16 games by winning the first round of the Battle for Atlantis at the Bahamas. Shabazz Napier and Jeremy Lamb each scored 23 points as fourth-ranked Connecticut got past UNC Asheville 73-63. Napier drained 4 three-pointers, including a 4-point play that helped the Huskies take control late in the game. He also had 7 assists and 3 steals. Another game in the Battle for Atlantis tournament had number 22 Florida State stifling Massachusetts 73-53 yesterday. Top 25 men's college hoops scheduled for today include number 4 UConn facing off against UCF in that tourney. Also Florida State, ranked number 20, will face Harvard. Also today, number 5 Syracuse will play host to Stanford. Number 3 Ohio State faces Valpo. Ohio will take on number 7 Louisville. Jacksonville takes on 9th-rated Florida. Number 16 Pitt will battle Penn. Georgia will face 12th-rated Xavier today. Number 25 Creighton will face Campbell. Also number 11 Wisconsin plays Bradley. Number 22 Vanderbilt faces Monmouth. And South Carolina will battle against top-rated North Carolina in action set for today. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. Located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.